Hello, my little friends. This is the Dialer Show. Thank you for turning up or listening. Yes, you can listen to this since it's a podcast. You'll have to excuse me. I had a couple of beers after a long day. So if I slurb my words, forgive me. Right, today on the podcast episode 4. Yeah, we're at number 4 already, people. I know, it's only the start. Anyway, exercise, my little friend, exercise, how important that is in your life. I can't stress out that enough. If you are a sex addict or a porn addict, or you got some problem with related issues of sex, yes, it's happened to a lot of people, 1 in 7, apparently, so it does touch quite a few people. And this new generation that coming up now, we're going to have a lot of problems. So I hope there's a young audience listening to this. If you know anybody that might need this help, that you know that they could do with some help that I'm providing with this podcast, please share away. It would be good because I want to help people as much as I can. When I started having my issues, speaking with a Birmingham accent there. Birmingham, I salute you. I love it. I've been there 20 years. I lived for 20 years in Birmingham, England, not in America. And I've got nothing but good things to say about the Birmingham people. Very nice people. Anyway, exercise, yes, start slowly. Make it fun. When you want to try to implement a new habit in your life, don't do like most people do, like I did, just cram myself into this mad routine, thinking, yeah, I'm gonna do 3 hours of exercise every day, and it lasts a week, maybe two, maybe three, if you go massive. How do you call it in English? I don't know, whatever. You start slow. You gotta make it fun at the start, so start very slowly. Slowly, just give yourself an easy time to break yourself through, and eventually you do more. You know, if you really want to exercise 3 hours a day, and not that I recommend it, but some people do. You just don't start by that. Just start slowly, like 15 minutes. You know, 10, 20 minutes, whatever. And make it fun. You know, do something that you like. You know, you don't have to pump iron or pump up the gym, or you know, just go for a run, go for a cycle ride, just go sign up to a swimming class, do yoga. I think you can lose weight on yoga, but anyway, it's just exercise about keeping your body healthy, you know, and that's very important, very important. I hate running. I don't mind people running. If they want to run, that's their ball game. I don't run. I hate it. I'd rather go on a cycle ride. I just find it more fun. So, yeah, start slow, make it fun. Second topic. I'd like to thank you for listening to this podcast because it helps me. Because talking to you helped me to put into practice what I teach you, what I tell you, what my advice I give to you. You know, the old saying, do what I say, not what I do. Yeah, it does happen. So I'm happy that you guys are helping me because the other day I was I wanted to have a wank or something, and I remember, and I felt terrible because I was like, well, I can't really, can I? Because I've got people that listen to my advice on sex and porn addiction, and if I don't follow my own rules, I'm a fucking hypocrite. So a caveat on that. You are going to fuck up if you are in a recovery. You are going to fuck up. It's very likely that you are, but just don't hate yourself for it. You know, the main thing is that you are doing something about it. So just think, okay, I fucked up, but I can go back and start again and do better next time. You know, so don't judge yourself too harshly if you do fall off the wagon, because it's very likely that you will. Throughout your recovery, up to the point that you'd be safe and sound and saved from your own compulsive behavior. So yes, thank you for helping me help you. Oh, that's a funny saying, but anyway. Monkey brain paradox. that's not from me. I'll probably took it from somebody else. The two sides of yourself. Now, it's very apparent now to me. There's a few of me in my brain, but there's a two. I was talking about it the other day with a friend, and it makes sense because you got two hemispheres in your brain. So they do come up to two separate entities. Well, I don't know, that's my theory. A lot of brain science will probably tell me I'm full of shit, but I just make shit up all the time. But anyway, monkey brain paradox. What I mean by that is that I think I talked about this on a previous podcast that, you know, when you look at yourself in the mirror, some days you look at it, you get yourself, you think, yeah, I'm the dog's bollocks. I'm the man, or I'm the girl, if you're a girl, whatever. And then other days, there's nothing to change on your face, really, you know, unless you had surgery. You feel shit. You just look at yourself thinking, oh, I'm a loser. I'm a total loser. I ain't going to be good today, which is terrible. But that's just because it's two sides of you. And you got to start to stop all these negative thoughts that come through your head. Don't listen to it. Just ignore it. We go through 30 or 60,000 thoughts every day, I think, or maybe even more. So not all of it is going to be positive. So you got to learn to discard it and just think, oh, that's not really me. That's just a stupid side of me that's just trying to make me fail or whatever I'm trying to do to be better in myself, feel better in my life. So do think about that. There's loads of books about this, and I think if you read anything about self-improvement, they do cover that on lots of books. So there is. Do have a look at that. Don't worry, I will tell you the books I've been reading again towards the end of the podcast. 30 Days Without Complaining. That is something that I learned from the Tim Ferriss Show, the podcast that I recommend. It's actually funny. Try it. Try to spend a whole month without complaining. Every time you see yourself, you hear yourself complaining, or you talk in a conversation, you complain about something, stop it. Stop it right there and think, no. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm just going to not complain. And trust me, after 10 days, you'll be positive. You'll have a positive outlook on life. Try to see all the positive outcome of any situation. And if you look deep enough, you'll find it. You will find it. You know, a friend of mine recently got diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis. It's not great. It's a shit show. It's not great. But what I was telling him, I mean, it's easy for me from my outside point of view, you know, he's going through the period of accepting the illness, which is not great, because I know he likes to play the guitar, and that is stopping him a bit, because his motor function of one hand is not as good as it used to be. But mind you, he was always shit at the guitar. No, I'm kidding. If you're listening, my man, you know who you are. I love you, and you can play the guitar. I'm sure you will be able to. It's not a death sentence, but the thing is, I was trying to tell him, you know, all the drugs he was doing. It's probably a good thing that you got diagnosed, because if you didn't, you would have carried on your crazy lifestyle, and you would have been dead by 50 or something, you know. So there is, you know. I thought that that's a good positive outlook on this shit show. Even though it is a shit show, it is not great. But you know, it's I can't really comment, because I don't have it. But, you know, that's what I'm trying to say. I just try to see the positive on every situation, because there is always a positive side on every situation. No matter how difficult the situation is, well, most of the time. I know sometimes life is shit, and you're going to think, fuck me, fuck this, why me? Life is a bastard sometimes, okay? And that's just for all of us, you know? Be prepared to just... just try to do the best you can, I guess, you know. I don't know, I think to say about this. Let's move on. Meditation. Well, I said to you guys before, meditation really have saved my life. In love to this, another aspect. I meditate at least 10 to 20 minutes a day. I didn't start like that. I started with the application Headspace. I've got it on my pure podcast. It's a very good app. If I try to remember where the hell Headspace, that's the one. Headspace, and I can't remember the name of the guy. Alcohol make you forget on the small See, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, rubbish. Anyway, meditation is good. I mean, honestly, that goes along with my exercise. I exercise in the morning, and then I'll spend, you know, sit down on a bench somewhere in the park, because there's not a lot of people around when I'm there at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, which is fantastic. If you worry about people looking at you because you close your eyes, just get some sunglasses or something. Or just stare into stare into a wall. I don't know. Just don't worry about what people think. You know, people can say whatever they want. The important thing is the learning to live in the present. You know, it's meditation. What I used to think it was like, oh, you sit down and you just don't think about anything. Or you know, it's just not right. It's just not true. This is nothing to do with meditation. Meditation, really, for me, what I understand it now, is the living in the now. You know, so. And concentrate on your breathing and giving yourself a break and be good to yourself, you know. It's I try my Headspace. It's a fantastic app. The guy has got a lovely voice, a very, very lovely, lovely, soothing voice. And it explains to you when you're listening. It's concentrating on your breathing. So concentrating on one thing at a time, you know, and be aware of your surrounding. You know, the winds in the trees, the birds, the traffic maybe in the distance, you know, people walking by, the birds flying next to your head, which sometimes I worry that they might not going to see me because I've become such a... No, I'm kidding. I was going to go on the deviation. That's just full of crap. Alcohol. Okay. So just try it. Try it. Don't give me the crap because a friend of mine in England last week, I said, look, man, you're anxious, you're very anxious all the time. And I said, look, just try that. Try it. And he tried, but he tried once, and he said, oh, it ain't for me. I'm like, come on, mate, just give it 10 days, you know. I think I was the same as him. It was very, it's not going to be for me, whatever. Just trust me here. Just give it 10 days. 10 days straight, every day, 3 minutes. Strive the 3-minute session, because if you do it any longer, you're going to be bored. Not bored, but you ain't going to work, because it's difficult. It's difficult to sit down. We all live a busy life, and it's difficult to sit down and take 3 minutes and not do nothing, just sit and concentrate on your breathing and be in the present. It's difficult. It's funny that we all live this busy life that we can't even find 3 minutes. But you'd be surprised, just taking those 3 minutes in your day, the outcome, the benefit that you get from that, it's mind-blowing for me. It's a revelation. It's something that I wish I would have took on a long time ago. I think it would have helped me. But hey, you know, as they say, the teacher will turn up when the kids are ready, when the children are ready. And that is so true. You know, it's unfortunately, it's up to you whenever you're ready for it. But I'm just trying to give you a bit of a heads up. And if you're anything like me, you give it a try. But just don't just try once and then think, oh, ain't for me. Just give it more than a try. Just do it for 10 days. Don't complain. Don't tell me any crap. I don't want you. Don't want to know your excuses. Just do it, and you'd be surprised. You surprise yourself. Trust me, you surprise yourself. Right, do something for your community. Now, this is something that I do now in France. I've started up this litter picker group. Basically, I've did that in England when I was living in England after a breakup. I was pretty messed up. And I just needed something, and somebody mentioned it to me, just do something for your community. And then I just don't know how I got to it, but I went in Birmingham, mostly in Birmingham. We pick up a litter every week now. It started a month, but I think it started to be a week after a while. And every weekend on the Sunday, 9 o'clock to 10, we go out with pickers and litter pickers and a bin bag, and we just pick up the rubbish. You know, after the weekend, people throw in the kebabs or whatever they had to drink the night before. So we just clean up our own little village, you know. And the thing is, that gives you such a great feeling of accomplishment and feeling like you're not worthless or you're doing something. Yeah, and there is so many facets that has really that I benefited from. Behind the fact that yes, you're doing something for the planet, you know, and we're all benevolent, you know, it's a free thing, you know, you're getting money for it, but how much I get out of it, it's fantastic. Well, I used to anyway in England. So when I came back to France, I started doing it by myself on Sundays because I was totally an addict to it. It makes me feel good about myself, you know. I can't be even if I had a bad week. If I do something like this on a Sunday, I just feel good. You know, I can't feel bad about yourself when you're doing these things. So now, yeah, I'm the president of an association that we're building up because we have to get funding from government in France. You have to have an association, 1961, is it? Oh, come on, don't quote me on that. But it's just an entity, so A, you don't get any problems, somebody get hurt, you're not going to get sued, and to get funding from the local councils, I had to create one, and it's not, as we speak now, created, but we are in the process of doing that, because for me, what I get out of it is that I didn't know anybody when I come back home. You know, been 20 years in England, I lost touch with a lot of people. And so I didn't have any friends. So for me, I'm just getting a little social life, you know, back again on track. And I'm meeting people from all sorts. And that's why, great, you know, I'm trying to learn how to be an author, or trying to get advice to be an author. And there was a woman that's actually an author in France that write books. So I got some tips from her, you know. So, you know, I get lots of things back from doing something like this, you know, and then I'm getting my friends, when I'm getting a group of friends to go out with on weekends, so you do get so much out of doing something like this, that I recommend it to you guys a lot. You know, I really cannot stress enough that this style has really helped me towards my recovery, because it's just, Try it, you know. I don't ask you to start a new group. Just look around where you live. There must be some community center that you can go and give your time. You know, that's what it is. You know, it's just give your time. You're not giving any money or anything else. Just give your time. And you'd be surprised how good you will feel for it afterwards. So give that a go, you know. By the way, the Trash Busters in Vichy, it's picking up massively. You know, it's only been running for 2 months, and I've got 300 members in the group, and 30 people are now turning up on the weekend. 30 fucking people. I mean, when I started it, one person the first week, and one person, not the same one, the second week, and then the third week I got about 7, and then after that I got 10, and then I just keep growing, and then I'm proud of myself from starting something that I think, you know, I can't blow smoke up my ass. All these people needed to do was somebody to start a group and lead them to meet at a certain place every week. I have started this here, but you know, without the people turning up and actually helping out, man, we would never clean the street as we have now. We've cleaned one that that's going to be in the news soon, believe it or not. We've been in local newspapers about 4 times now. There's the French TV that's turning up in a month. Great. I love it. I mean, it's not because I want to see my face on TV. I mean, for my mum, she'd be proud. I mean, she's proud anyway. But if I think I can reach more people, and I've already got a message to try to send out to come to see us, we'll start the Facebook page and all the ins and outs of sending maybe a team of people, or my own people here in the group, to try to start them up and say, well, we do like this, you know, we recycle what we find afterwards. So obviously, yeah, we're just not putting a bag and just putting a bloody bin. And the fact that you know, you get this community feeling and people getting back together, because all the new thing that we have all every day now, the internet, all that, and we all stay at home and don't actually speak to anybody, or even meet people that we never met, you know. So a group like this, a community group like this, really has so many benefits for humankind and so many levels. So just do it. Talent and energy. Well, that's something that I read from in the podcast on a Joe Rogan show with Darren Brown that I mentioned to you before, with his book Happiness, great book. I love the guy. I would shake his hand when I meet him. If I do, if I don't, I'll shake his hand virtually. What he's saying there is, like, if you got talent, it's great, but if nobody knows about it, then it's just useless. And then on the other hand, if you got a lot of energy but no talent, well, that's bloody useless as well. And talent, you know, you're not born with it. You know, you got something that you can give to this world, you know, and it's something that usually, if to help you out, yeah, if you haven't find what you're good at, it will come, trust me. But just trying to think about what's something that you know how to do that your friend don't, that you find very easy. You know, for me, writing, playing the guitar and all that, you know, I find it very easy to do. And just don't stress out. Just something that I love doing. Creativity is a beautiful thing. And I think we're all creative. We just haven't maybe found the ways and means to actually express this creativity. But trust me, human beings are creative. If you think you're not, you are mistaken. You do have something to give to this world. All you have to do now is to find what that is. Right? But like that, I mean, standing energy, when you find that, you gotta have the energy to actually go out there and try to show people what you can do, what you have to offer. So you're gonna have them two things go together, okay? Right. My God, it's something that I hope that I told you before, but it helps me to get less stress in my life, in everyday life. It's turning off all the notification on your bloody phone. You know, your phone just beep all the time. If you're a business owner like myself, your phone beeps a lot. You get emails all day long of stuff that you don't want to buy, whatever. And the fact that your phone is always vibrating, it's just annoyance. You know, when I'm trying to work on a project that is very dear to me, I would turn it off very specifically sometimes. You don't need to be slave to your phone, people. Stop doing this nonsense to yourself, Jess. Put all notification off, Facebook, WhatsApp, all that. Yeah, I go to it when I need to go to it, when I want to go to it, not when my phone is telling me, oh, look, somebody says it with smiley on this. Oh, look, somebody mentioned you on this. It's like, no. It's like emails, you know, when you get an email, I don't reply to it straight away unless I can tell on my phone, but if it's like for a contract or for a business and he's asking me to come back to him straight away, I will. But usually spend an hour or two, I'll do it in the morning and do it the first thing at the end of the day. You don't need to reply to people straight away. Take a message. An email is not a message, okay? You don't have to reply to it straight away. It's just useless, and it turns out that you just get more stress from it. So turn all the notification off your phone. And by the way, that is something that I've learned from Tim Ferriss, and I've tried it out, and trust me, man, I love it. Some people are angry at me because they're like, oh, man, I just send you an email, or send you this thing, and you never reply to me. I'm like, yeah, so what? I just reply to when I've got time, when I want to do it. I decided to block time to do stuff. I go on Facebook when I'm having a shit, believe it or not. Well, not all the time, but most of the time. Because that's the only time I just think, man, I've got nothing to do here. Just so I just check Facebook for a bit. And I don't check Facebook for like, you know, I used to, like the never-ending wall, because it just can go on forever. I could be there all day, and I could be there until I'm dead, and I still be scrolling through my skeleton. So I don't do that. I use Facebook really for the group that I created for to bring people together on the weekend for my little picking association. Sometimes I put stuff on my wall, but it's like, well, I do share the podcast on my wall. And sometimes I find something that's interesting, and I might put it there. But I was trying to shy away from Facebook. I think it's a shit show. Which, by the way, I've mentioned that I'm going to do a special podcast just about Facebook, just how annoyed I am at the whole thing. But right now, it does serve a purpose, so I'm not gonna be an hypocrite and slag them off right now. But I will, because really, things need to be said the way they are. So there is, you know, try that notification off your phone. Trust me, it's bloody great. Oh, by the way, early I mentioned anxiety from a friend. I don't know if you know this, if you don't know this already, but anxiety is to think about the future too much, and depression is think about the past. And I have both. Well, I used to have both, and I think in a day basic I probably have both. But I do not live in the past anymore, because I've done that too much. It's too easy to do, you know. I think, oh, this girlfriend, you know, she probably was the one, you know. Well, it's depressive, and you become depressed. And what the fuck does that do? Nothing. Shit. Jack, shit, okay? And anxiety, thinking about the future, yes, you're going to have some goals, but just don't Don't bring yourself down for it, okay? Life is uncertain, but that's okay. Think about it. If you knew what was going to happen, how boring would life would be. A little bit of anxiety, a little bit of not knowing, it's exciting, okay? But just don't do it too much. You know, don't be too anxious. That's what I was saying to my friend. Just try meditation. Try and live in the now. We don't live enough in the now. And I've got to repeat and watch myself. I'm doing that too. Because I all the things we see online, all these perfect people, the perfect life, and all this bullshit that the society should tell us we should be doing. By 30, you should have kids, you should have a house, you should have this, you should have that. Bullshit. Okay? You live your life the way you want it. Not because society is trying to tell you how you should live your life. And don't listen to your parents either, because they don't have a fucking clue. Unfortunately, your parents have a different mindset than you, because back then, you know, you used to have a job for life, you know, and that's just not true anymore, okay? Anyway, I'm not going to go on to that too much. I'm not asking for any money here, but I've seen other podcast hosts have done that. That they're asking their listeners to support this podcast, if you can, of course. I'm not asking you to give me anything. The fact that you're listening to this is really helping me, as I said earlier. So don't, you know, if you don't have any money, whatever, you know, it's cool. I mean, if you have money, well, if you're a millionaire, yeah, spend a few bucks. I'm kidding. But yeah, I'm going to put the links there to my PayPal account. If you want to support this podcast, great. Because yeah, I do spend some time to researching what I'm going to say. Although it is a conversation and I'm not practicing what I'm going to say right now, which you probably can tell. But I do spend a fair bit of time to trying to give a very good podcast. You know, it does matter to me. Okay. And of course, if you can subscribe on iTunes podcast or the platform of your choice, so I know that there is people out there that want more, that are listening, because sometimes I can't tell, you know, my stats, I get my stats every week, but sometimes I don't know if it's the same people, or they don't listen to it. Just let me know what you think, if you got a topic, just let me know. If you want me to speak about something that matters to you, just let me know. As I said to you before, if you want to find me on the internet, it's pretty simple. You just put Didier Soulier. And believe it or not, I'm actually on the first page. Yeah. There's not that many Didier Soulier in the world. So Didier Soulier, if you don't know how to spell and you're an imbecile, I'm kidding. It's D-I-D-I-E-R. And my surname is Soulier. And that's S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Okay? D-I-D-I-E-R. S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Hey, it rhymes. I love my name. I do actually, but if you're French, you know what it means, and I got a lot of shit for it on my last name. You know, it means shoes. All right, there you go, you got it in French. But in England, man, if girls used to love my name, I'd be like, Didier Soulier. Just imagine, like, I could be Nicky Soulier. And in my head, I was like, yeah, if you really fucking knew what it meant in French, you won't be so fucking glad. But anyway. Here we go, guys. I'm rambling now. As I said, I had a few beers, so I hope this podcast was coherent and you got some advice, some good thing for it. I love doing this, and I'm not going to stop, even if you tell me so. Well, if a lot of people tell me to stop, I will eventually. You know, I'm not an idiot, but no, I'm getting a lot of things from this. You know, I'm getting things because I've got to be honest and I've got to be fair. Not fair, but... honest, yeah, I think it's honest, you know, for the schools I think I'm trying to touch, even though today we haven't really covered the sex addiction part, it's just really a topic, because I'm trying to not move away from that, but I'm not going to talk about sex addiction on my every podcast, if you got a problem with that, you can go through my podcast before, because I've said quite a lot, and I said to you to read books, because I don't have the answers for you, unfortunately. I can help you, and I will try to implement or include some sex addiction-related advice in my podcast, because that's how I started, and that's why I wanted to do. But the other thing, and I'm really always passionate about that, is to try to self-improve. And I know you Americans love this, and it's a shame that in Europe we're a bit too skeptical. Skeptical? Fuck, you know, I'm inventing words. We're a bit septic, and we think, I don't know, it just gets weird, it's what he's saying, you know. So obviously, you know, this will change, you know, people's mind will change over the years, and it will become more accepted, and people will stop trying to be too on the defensive when you talk about self-improvement. But that's really what I'm passionate about. So I'm not changing the the topic of this podcast, but I am very, very passionate about trying to help people to have better life. If I can, of course. I'm not a guru, but I've got quite a lot of life experience that I think I can share, and I can help some of you out there. And it's not, well, what do you fucking know? It's what do I know that I can help? And I believe that I have something to say and do something to share that can help people. And I like to be funny, so if you laugh at my jokes and my funny way of seeing things, I'm going to start doing a bit more of that. I've got a really wicked one that I think that I talk about, how my mum called me wanking when I was 14, that I made into a little funny video on my my Facebook wall, but you can't see it anymore because my own family, my own brother, made me put it to share just with my friends. So if you're not my friends, you can't see it right now, but I'm going to do it probably the next podcast. So watch out, because I think it's funny. I think I could make it to a little comedy show, little comedy sketch. All right, I'm rambling on. It's been 30 minutes, and I love talking to you guys, and I will speak to you next week now. All right, yes, it's a weekly thing. Yeah, I love it. I have to do it weekly, otherwise I just don't do it. You know, for me, it's just doing something once a month doesn't work. I have to do it weekly. You have to become something of a habit, and if I don't do it enough, I just will forget about it. So here it is. All right, guys, have a good rest of the week. I love you. And again, if you listen to this towards sex addiction, I would still cover the thing, but I think I went into quite a lot of details on my first free podcast so far. So go back and listen to it. And if you got any more questions and you want me to cover a subject that I haven't covered yet, give me a break. I need a fourth one. I will listen and I will do it. All right. Bye.